Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Hurricane Debby taking aim at the Florida Gulf Coast this morning, preparing to make landfall near Keaton Beach. ABC's Andrew Dimbert.
Rain totals could reach a foot or more along Florida's Gulf Coast, where Debby could produce 6 to 10 feet of storm surge. Conditions yesterday from the St. Pete Pier as Debby's outer bands grazed the Tampa area, flooding streets and causing power outages. The storm is expected to move over northern Florida today, then stall over the coastal regions of Georgia. Communities near Savannah could see up to 20 inches of rain and as high as 30 inches in isolated areas.
Kamala Harris is expected to end her search for a vice presidential candidate tomorrow in Philadelphia. Some of the rumored finalists meeting with the VP at her home on Sunday. Bangladesh's prime minister has resigned and fled the country this morning after protesters stormed the capital city demanding her resignation. This comes after weeks of protests calling for change to the quota system for government jobs. This is ABC. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin rejecting a plea deal introduced last week for the alleged 9/11 mastermind and two co-conspirators. ABC's Louis Martinez with more on Austin's decision to move forward with the trial.
He did not agree with this ruling, and he wanted to see this whole system play out in the courtroom, and he wanted to see the sentencing also play out in the courtroom and not be, as a deal that's been worked out between lawyers and prosecutors down in Guantanamo. And we should remember that this was a military tribunal. This has been operating completely independent of any political actions. So even the White House was caught unawares when this agreement was made public last week.
Los Angeles police released new images over the weekend of the suspects and vehicle believed to be tied to the murder of General Hospital actor Johnny Wagner. Authorities now asking for the public's help in identifying the three men seen trying to steal Wagner's catalytic converter when the 37-year-old was shot back in May. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Always a good time when you stop in at Ooga Brewing in Beaver Dam. The crew at Ooga invites you to some great August events. On the 6th, it's Tom Winkers from 4 to 7. August 10th, Good Time 5 entertains from 6 to 10. And the Open Jazz Jam hosted by the Paddle City Big Band on August 15th at 6 p.m. Check the Ooga, that's OOGAH, Facebook page for more details and fun. Ooga Brewing Company, located at 301 South Spring Street, part of Beaver Dam's vibrant downtown.
Whether you're a do-it-yourselfer or professional technician, Auto Value is committed to providing the parts you need and the service you deserve. Auto Value Parts Store. We've got the parts. We've got the smarts. Your school can earn up to $10,000 this year. Just save the UPCs from the Country Hearth products your family already enjoys. Learn more at loavesforlearning.com. That's loavesforlearning.com.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News, I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A Wisconsin fugitive at large for nearly 30 years is captured in Iowa. George Hartlerode was convicted of rape in rural Chippewa County in 1983. Hartlerode was taken into custody in June in West Des Moines after he was stopped by police for not having a rear reflector on his bicycle. A reminder to operate ATVs and UTVs safely. Here's Lisa Hale.
20 people have died in ATV or UTV crashes so far this year, according to the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources. 95% of fatal crash victims last year weren't wearing a helmet. The DNR urges operators and riders of vehicles to wear safety equipment. They also make clear that those born in or after 1988 must complete an ATV and UTV safety certification course to drive on public ATV and UTV trails.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers lose in Washington. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Nationals jumped out to a 4-0 lead. Milwaukee scored 3 in the 8th, and that was it. The Brewers lose to the Nationals 4-3 on Sunday. Manager Pat Murphy questioned on whether he pulled starter Tobias Myers too soon after just 64 pitches, replaced by Holby Milner, who gave up 3 runs.
I thought we pitched okay. Tobias was not his best, but he was good. and we had a full bullpen. Hobie's been unbelievable for us, and he had some unfortunate luck. I thought everybody else pitched really well.
NFL, the Packers have signed another place kicker. Jonathan Garibay played in the UFL last season, only missing one kick. 2 years ago, he kicked a game-winning field goal for the Dallas Cowboys from 62 yards away. The Badgers held a live tackling session in camp over the weekend.
You guys have to be able to see if they can make some plays. So we challenged ourselves today a little bit going live. I mean, there's probably 75 snaps of live ball today.
As Badgers head coach Luke Fickell, practices continue this week at the UW-Platteville campus. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible today and again tonight. There could be some locally heavy rain and a couple of isolated strong to severe storms with hail and wind, even a tornado possible. So be weather aware today and tonight. 80 the high, tonight 60 tomorrow. Mostly sunny by afternoon with a high of 71. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 73.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us next time. We'll take a look back at the news of the weekend. Has Kamala Harris picked her VP, or is it still to come? Find out Monday.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Have a good weekend. You got the weekend plans?
I'm going to visit family.
All right.
So it'd be great.
Good deal. All right. That's Terry Bell, news director from Civic Media. Appreciate it, Terry. 9 minutes past the hour here. You got a great story there.
Oh, yeah. I actually do have a good story. I'm going to start it off in a different way. Mega Rob Lasowski posts often, but this is one of his most recent posts. He says, Kamala Harris and Bernie Sanders wants to ban your private health care insurance in favor of a government-run plan. Oh, no, not that. Like every other industrialized country in the world that has a national health care plan.
Yeah.
Oh, I want to keep my insurance plan? Are you kidding me? Mm. Look at the premiums. And boy, those premiums keep going up and up and up. So, a government plan would be a breath of fresh air and save us all a hell of a lot of money. But anyway, he's complaining. He's making it seem like, boy, that Kamala and that Bernie Sanders, boy, they want us to have a government-run plan. Oh, my goodness sakes. You know, where everybody saves money and employers don't have to provide it. No. Yeah, right. Okay, let's contrast that, though.
Okay.
With, you know, the universal health care plan in America, with this interview with Kamala by activist Adi Barkin. Now,
this is really something.
This was a tearjerker for me. I watched the video on this, and if you have a chance, Adi is A-D-Y Barkin, and just look it up. An amazing thing. He has been fighting for Medicare for All and is co-executive director of Be a Hero. Adi Barkin was paralyzed by ALS from his wheelchair. Using a computer-generated voice, Adi asked Kamala about losing her mother to cancer, and let's listen to that.
I would like to begin our discussion of healthcare today on a personal note. You've written that the day your mother was diagnosed with cancer was one of the worst days of your life. Tell me about that, and what her battle taught you about the healthcare system in this country.
It was awful, you know, for anyone, and so many of us have had the experience of that first time hearing that there is an illness that will lead to death. My mother, she said to my sister and me, I want to meet you guys for lunch. And she showed up at the restaurant wearing makeup. My mother never wore makeup. And her hair was blow dried. She was dressed up. And I looked at my sister, I said, what is going on? And my mother walked to the table and she took our hands and she said she'd been diagnosed with colon cancer. That was one of the worst days of my life, truly. Give me a second. You know, Adi, I knew this was gonna happen. I was like, I am not gonna tear up. I promised myself I was not gonna tear up. We have a healthcare system that is very difficult to navigate. I consider myself to be a fairly intelligent person, but I don't know medicine. And the thing that I feel so strongly about is that it is so difficult for the person who's going through that, much less their family and their caregiver, but that family would also have to worry about how to pay the bills and that they might be looking at bankruptcy while they're going through all this other stuff. It's just inhumane.
Wow.
Yeah.
After watching that.
Oof. Thanks, John. You just took your last tissue.
Yeah. just an amazing reaction, and her explanation at the end just sold me. I mean, this is a side of Kamala a lot of people don't know about. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when she was initially, you know, chosen to be the presidential candidate at this point, I thought, well, she needs some work and presentation. Mm-hmm. I think she's worked through that. Mm-hmm. She has a good presentation now.
Done.
Well, I think that's important to point out that interview's from 2020,
yes.
And Adi has passed away since.
Yes.
So mm-hmm. Adi is no longer with us. He lost his battle to ALS.
Mm-hmm. And that was next part of my story. This was posted by Adi's wife, Rachel. She posted this on X. She says, I'm devastated to share the news that Adi had died from complications of ALS. That happened last year, I believe, in November.
Mm-hmm. I
believe that's true.
It was relatively recently within the last year.
She wrote, "You probably knew Aunt Adi as a healthcare activist, but more importantly, he was a wonderful dad. He fought for 24/7 care. He needed to be at home and be with us till the end." So,
it's a choice. It's a choice. What kind of country do you want to be in? Do you want to be in the kind of a country that takes care of its own, keep the right to life,
he
liberty?
Died at 39. The thing is, he's doing this from a wheelchair,
right?
Digital voice activation. The
video
thing here
is
that it is so moving.
It is.
It is so amazing.
Yeah.
I just couldn't believe it. And this guy was fighting to the end from his wheelchair
for
in an
others.
Interview with Kamala. Yeah. Yeah. Just an amazing thing to see this kind of activism and this kind of dedication to help other people. And, you know, if we had a universal healthcare system, everyone could be at home. It's not something they struggle to fight for, and which Adi had to do. He had to fight in order to stay home and be with his family to the end.
Yeah.
And if we had a universal healthcare system, that would not have happened. We'd all be pretty happy, and healthcare would be much less expensive for all of us.
Well, and it's you know, it's really something because it continues. You know, how do we change this whole system that we've got? I was at my doctor yesterday, just getting my annual physical, and we were talking about a procedure I have to have coming up, and he explained to me, you know, there's a doctor shortage here, everywhere,
yeah.
Not just here, but everywhere. There's nurses, you know, that we're looking for. They can't hire enough. And they're closing down, you know, medical facilities out in the rural areas. The system is breaking down. It's broken.
It's broken down.
It's broken down. We've got to do something.
Yeah, one of the final nails.
Well, that's it. So things are going to change. They have to change.
They do. And, they do have to change.
You know,
millennials, get on it. Come on.
Yeah.
Fix it.
Well, Gen Zers.
Yeah.
You know, they
go to
put
college
Biden in there.
Yeah.
The college students, the 20-somethings, they voted. Mm-hmm. Now, if they can get out this time around, regardless of who is picked for the VP position, just get out there and vote. You know, use your voice and change and get this system changed. We need a universal healthcare system in this country. If that happens, boy,
it would be less expensive
for everything and everyone. And, you know, businesses would save a whole heck of a lot of money. It wouldn't even be a bargaining tool anymore. It would just, you know, be part of the plan. Everybody has, you know, coverage.
Yeah. And you average it out like good insurance does across the state.
It spreads it out and the premiums go down, you know, and the government could, you know, negotiate prices for all the services. And then, of course, the one thing I did find out when I researched all of the universal healthcare systems in the world, one of the things that kept coming up was that governments would pay for a doctor's training, his education, and nurses' training.
Right.
So the government would pick that up because it's a public benefit.
Yeah.
And they wouldn't have these gigantic bills once they got out of school to be a physician. And because of those gigantic tuition bills, they have to have high prices to charge their customers or clients, their patients. So if we can get rid of that part of it, they wouldn't have to have these high prices anymore.
We should all watch that movie again. What was that movie again about the healthcare systems in other countries? It's one of those.
Test 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. Hello. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Not Ken Burns, okay. More modern. Oh my gosh, why did I start speaking?
Michael Moore.
There
Thank
we go.
You. Young guy in the room gets it. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you very much, Luke. Yeah. It is.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute, and today I'm going to talk about how candy and beer helped me get good at money. I am not even kidding with this one. You may have heard me talk about having a money meeting with yourself. That's what I started doing when I turned my money life around, and it is still how I keep my life on track today. But back when I was starting out, I needed some motivation to show up to those meetings with myself. So I let myself have candy if it was the morning, and, you know, one of my favorite beers if it was sometime o'clock. Knowing that there's a treat coming, if I sit down and look at how I'm doing with my money, that helped get me to the table. They're just little rewards. Swap in whatever it is that motivates you if it's not candy and beer, and schedule that money meeting with yourself if it's not something you're already doing. For more tips on saving more and spending less, check out Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
WMDX having a little popcorn this morning, hoping that we could actually start the broadcast. We had a little technical glitch.
That was not live the first 20 minutes.
That's all right.
How'd it's okay.
It's all right. It's a Monday. Welcome back, Sam.
We're back on
what
track.
What a way to start the week.
Sorry to stress you out at the beginning.
All good. All stressed out.
We restarted something. You know, that's what they always say.
Wakes me up for sure.
Are you sure you're everything's plugged in? Okay, just restart. That's what we did.
We tried everything for 20 minutes, and then we just decided let's just shut it off and turn it back on.
If you unplug it and then plug it back in, it fixes things.
It fixed itself.
Well, we've been doing it for years with our computers. You know, just restart always takes care of the problem most
of the time.
That's
all we had to do.
Well, good morning, John Peterson.
So here we are.
Gordy Young.
Good morning, Catherine Lake.
Nice to see you.
Welcome
back,
as well.
Sam Davison, from a week off.
Yeah, glad to be back.
Yeah.
Sam looks completely rested up, and we've just, you know, wiped out his entire vacation with tension this morning.
Well, he was in Egypt, right? Where were you? Where were you?
I was in Rhinelander, Wisconsin.
Oh, okay. Just got a
slow. Rhinelander. Yeah?
Yeah.
You were at the Boy Scout camp get-together. What was it officially called? What was it?
Well, it's just like the regular camp for the summer that I was volunteering at.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, it's just a camp and you were just a counselor.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I used to be.
Not just a counselor, Eagle Scout counselor.
Yes, yes.
How many kids were there?
Kids and adults, there was probably between 350 and 400.
That's oh my gosh.
It yes.
That's a lot of
quite
tents.
A few people.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow.
That's a lot of scouts.
Yeah, and think that
for a
that
week.
About every week. For 7 weeks during the summer.
Do they still wear their uniforms nowadays, these scouts?
Yeah, they do. Well, the kids here and there.
we have to get
on their case sometimes.
I do want to kind of understand that. Is it broken down by age areas of the camp? Broken down by age?
Not too much. There's actually another camp on the other side of the lake where like younger kids are at, but the one that I was at this past week is pretty much everyone together.
And how old?
Like 11 to 17.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. All right. Well, good. Well, it's good to have you back as we get back on track here. 22 minutes past the hour.
Guess what happened while you were gone? Hi, I'm here.
Yeah, yeah.
Catherine has joined the show.
Yeah.
It's cloudy out there this morning, and temperatures about 76 degrees. Do we even try the weather lottery ball machine? Do we think that might
something
work?
Something has to be working here
still,
right?
All right, well, let's just test it out and make sure it's going to work, okay? Oh, there go the balls. They're bouncing around just like usual. Okay.
This is pretty analog.
Hi, this afternoon. First number is 8. And the second number is 0. So 80 degrees for a high today, and not quite as bad as it's been lately. Not as hot anyway, but still pretty humid.
Very muggy.
Very muggy this morning. We're in for some showers and thunderstorms late afternoon and into the evening, but so far so good. Just clouds and 76 degrees currently.
Yeah.
All right. Do we dare go through the National Day calendar, or should we just skip it for today?
What else do we have?
All right. Well, let's get into it.
We have to do that.
Which one of these days does not belong? All right?
All right.
All right. Hit the music there, Sam.
Oh, boy.
Is it or is it not National Oyster Day? Is it National Red Velvet Day? Is it National Work Like a Dog Day? Or is it National Underwear Day? Which one of those days does not belong?
He's shielding his answers so we can't cheat. You see
I'm
that?
Trying
He's turning
to, but
the
it's
page.
Nearly impossible. John Peterson?
Well, it's not National Underwear Day.
Well, you're wrong. It is National Underwear Day, and that's today, August 5th. Okay, Catherine?
I need another choice or two. What were they again?
National Oyster Day?
Say National one more time.
Okay, Work Like a Dog Day, Red Velvet Day.
It's not Red Velvet Day.
You are correct.
You
get a shiny new dime. Is that the first one that you've won?
Yes.
Yeah. All right. We'll put that on your account. Okay. You'll get the bonus check at the end of the year. It is not Red Velvet Day. I don't know what that would be.
All listeners want to know why you picked Red Velvet. I do.
Because he loves it?
Do
you know what Red Velvet is?
No, it just picked it out of my head. What's Red Velvet signifying?
It's a cake.
Cake flavor. Oh, okay. All right.
He didn't even know that?
No, I didn't know that. Red Velvet. I was thinking actually Red Velvet Ropes, you know. But I didn't say National Red Velvet Rope Day, because that would be that would be stupid.
Because none of them are stupid.
Not as stupid as anything else that I say, but hey,
you're just reading the days. It has nothing to do with you. They're dumb. All these days
all
are stupid.
They're stupid, and it just gets us going first thing.
But it does.
It's just apropos of nothing.
Gets us angry right away.
National Oyster Day. Did you know there are over 100 different species of oysters? Do you care? Well, interesting. Oysters tend to take on the characteristics of the water in which they live. Because of this, they're typically named after the body of water in which they grow.
Did not know that.
Yeah, I can't stand oysters. Anybody here like oysters at all?
Oh, I love oysters.
You're from
Catherine? I've never had fresh ones, right. But I love canned oysters.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay.
You like the rubbery... this
I guess I don't really care about the texture. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Some people just like wash them, send them down right without chewing. Yeah. Ugh. I know that sounds awful.
I was gonna say, what do you think they taste like? But of course, they're oysters.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
that does
probably taste like that.
Slimy. Yuck. While many people enjoy fresh oysters,
what are you eating, raw oysters? Not exactly slimy.
Many people enjoy fresh oysters raw. The shellfish can also be savored in multiple other ways. As a side dish, oysters add immense flavor to Thanksgiving dressing. They also make delicious stews and soups and chowders. Chowder. I'll have some clam chowder. Or oyster chowder.
Leave them to it.
Other recipes will bake, grill, or broil those oysters, with or without the shell.
So I don't understand the whole swallowing anything without tasting it. Like doing shots, never understood it.
Yeah. Mm.
The purpose of just to get drunk. You don't taste it, right?
Well, you do.
You do?
I think you taste it.
Kind of.
I never understood. I didn't do it in college.
Why, they have the lime.
Yeah.
Oh, you taste that.
Yeah.
But I think that's to get rid of the taste of the
booze. See, then you taste the booze. See, you're tasting the booze.
With the lime? Okay.
Well, no, not without the lime. Okay. The lime is to cover up the bad taste of the booze.
Look, Sam, you see what you missed all week here? National Work Like a Dog Day is today.
We got to work our way back up to his standards.
National Work Like a Dog Day urges us to charge forth and meet every challenge we face. Well, we were meeting challenges for the first 20 minutes here. Finally met the challenge. However, look to your dog for direction, you may be confounded. Work like a dog day. Okay. I think there's enough of that.
I'm not sure I even follow any of that.
It doesn't make any sense at all, but does anything. We want to know about National Underwear Day and why there's a day devoted to underwear.
Why? I didn't believe that was real.
Picture boxer shorts here. Okay. National Underwear Day provides an opportunity to wear your favorite undergarments. Boxers, briefs, panties, tidy whities. No matter what you call them, our underthings provide a layer of comfort.
How do we stop him?
Is there?
Close his computer.
Their mother's warning: make sure to always wear clean underwear. You never know when you'll be in an accident.
That's true.
That is so true.
Okay,
but
that's enough of that.
Yeah.
Guys don't have favorite underwear. I think women do, but guys, it's really not a big thing.
Yeah, you don't think so, huh?
Women think that their underwear is really cool, and they pick it out. And
we don't have time for the history. Do you have anything in the history books?
No.
Oh, sure.
Time
we can. No.
Really? Not now.
We're done now.
All
right. It is 29 past the hour. We're just getting started on this Monday morning. 76 degrees, high near 80. It's John and Gordy along with Catherine Lake.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report along with you on a Monday morning. What might seem like commonplace to you on the farm, like your tractor's GPS, is something museums are paying attention to. Abir Saha is a curator for the Smithsonian's American History Museum in Washington, D.C. He tells us why farm technology is something the museum wants to know about.
Something we collected recently is a modern-day tractor GPS unit. Because so much of tractor technology now is completely integrated with not just the Internet of Things, but like we're moving into AI, and I'm not talking about artificial insemination, I'm talking about artificial intelligence. There's just so much more automation on a farm and a field. To me and to our division here at the American History Museum that's interested in agricultural technology, a tractor's GPS unit, it sort of represents so much of that movement in that direction.
Abir Saha is a curator for the Smithsonian's American History Museum. We'll take a look at what commodity prices are doing this morning next.
Big opportunities don't wait for the winter meeting season. Stay in the know now with Compeer Financial's Agri Mindset webinars, where industry experts bring you the latest in ag, and you don't have to leave the farm to listen in. Join us August 21st at 1 o'clock for an in-depth hour on navigating technology investments to benefit your farm in today's market. Sign up for Compeer's next Agri Mindset webinar at compeer.com/register. Compeer Financial is an equal credit opportunity lender and provider. Copyright 2024. All rights reserved.
Got yield? The Wisconsin Soybean Association is excited to announce the 2024 Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. Highlighting the innovative production practices of Wisconsin soybean growers, the Yield Contest celebrates soybean growers across the state and their dedication to improving their operations. Two winners will be selected from four geographical divisions with additional awards available. Entry forms must be postmarked by August 31st, so don't wait. And remember, if you don't enter, you can't win. For more information, visit wisoybean.org.
Monday morning from Chicago, cash corn is trading down a quarter of a cent at 386 and a quarter. December new crop corn is sitting neutral at 403 and a quarter. Cash soybeans are trading up 6 cents at 1024 a bushel. November new crop beans are up 6 1/4 cents at 1033 and a half. And cash and new crop wheat is trading down 4 3/4 cents at 534 and a quarter. Looking at fluid milk, the September Class 3 milk contract is down 22 cents at $20.23 a hundredweight. The October contract is down 10 cents at $20.54 a hundredweight. On Friday, barrel cheese closed down 2 cents at $1.93, and the 40-pound block cheese closed down 4 3/4 cents at $1.85. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible today and again tonight. There could be some locally heavy rain and a couple of isolated strong to severe storms with hail and wind, even a tornado possible. So be weather aware today and tonight. 80 the high, tonight 60 tomorrow. Mostly sunny by afternoon with a high of 71. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 73.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road, plus IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
As a network, we're called Civic Media because a big part of it is we want to start modeling how civic discourse really should happen and being respectful of each other's opinions, even if you disagree, you know, like they should be given a platform.
If Rocker and I can get along, right. We can all get along.
I know,
along.
Exactly.
Right,
yeah.
Rocker?
Yeah, that's right, Jimmy.
Well, you do have a wall in between the two of you, so
glass.
It's like...
It's only glass.
It's only...
Tear down the walls. Listen to Max Inc. Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Crude and Dom.
Tune in to the next Devil's Advocates Radio Show. It's the Kamala Pixar Vice President Edition. We'll introduce you to the candidate Devil's Advocates Radio.
The Devil's Advocates. Weekdays 3 to 6.
This
portion of the show is being brought to you by Liquid Lawyer, the product to turn to when your liquid plumber overcharges you.
634, Matt Radio, 92.7 WMDX. This portion of the John and Gordy Show, sponsored by Verlo Mattress of Madison. Sleep better, dream bigger on a handcrafted, locally made mattress. You can find them on Madison's east side or west side or online at verlo.com.
All right.
Good sleep, healthy sleep. It's important.
Well, somebody's going to have to get them out to go shopping one of these days.
I got
to
get over there.
I'm a shopper myself.
Well, then take
him. So it doesn't take too much for me to say, oh, yeah, let's go on a shopping trip.
Go. Right? Go with Gordy and help him get a new mattress, for God's sakes. He apparently needs one.
Not today, though.
Not today?
Busy. I got to go to the dentist.
Oh.
You know, the rock and roll dentist.
Yeah, well, that's
nice. We have a health segment every morning at this time.
Well, let's get healthy. What do you
Should
say?
We? Yeah. All right. Let's,
what do you got for
let's
us?
Get to a little health news here this morning.
You want to talk about the teeth first? Or what you got?
I don't know. We usually have a musical intro.
Oh, well, that's some right. Sort, sorry.
Kind of, some kind of
Well, Sam's
thing.
Been on vacation. So. there we go. Oh, damn it. Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
Doctor, can't you see I'm burning? I see. It's science.
Science.
Just love that video.
I do, too. It's the best.
All right, why don't we go with teeth right away, because Gordy's going to the dentist.
He's going to the dentist.
So why don't we just...
Let's catch up.
Yeah, what's going on in tooth care. Tooth world?
Tooth care.
Oh, me? Okay, all right.
Yeah, you got
well,
yeah, some.
You
know, well,
got the one.
It's
I
not
don't.
Really new. It's just everything bears repeating. I'm raising a daughter. She's 14, making sure she keeps flossing. I think she does. Yeah. I know I stopped when I was, left alone to my own devices for years and then finally figured out it really does matter. And now that I'm nearing 60, it's the dentist saying, so flossing's going to, that's your game. That's what's going to save you.
Well, there was a recent study about flossing and they determined that it doesn't do any good at all.
It didn't matter.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah,
not true.
I remember that about a year ago. It
not
came
true.
Out. Yeah, a couple of years
no,
ago.
No, that's
they
true.
Said that. Yeah, they said that's minimal.
You know what? I think they're absolutely wrong.
Yes. Of course they're wrong.
There's a noticeable difference after flossing and flossing for a week or so and not flossing. It's such a major difference.
Yes. And they do say, this catching up. First of all, people apparently are using coal.
What?
Coal to make your teeth whiter.
That's right.
So they're saying that don't do that because that's actually taking the enamel off. You may look whiter.
Coal, like you're talking the rocks that you burn at a power plant?
Yes, yes.
Maybe charcoal. I've heard of charcoal as like a cleaner
it's charcoal.
Thing.
That's what I meant.
It's charcoal. It's too abrasive. I always thought it was too
sands
abrasive.
Sands away the outer layer of your tooth enamel.
It does.
So don't do that because tooth enamel does not come back. They are saying, the usual brush twice a day, floss once a day, visit a dentist regularly. I've been, that's me, for 6 months, every 6 months for years and years and years. But now they're saying definitely get soft brushes. Like the harder you brush, the more you're doing damage, not necessarily good to not only your enamel, but also the gums.
Well, you can soften the brush by putting it under hot water. That softens the bristles.
Wow. That's a thing. Okay.
Now, the thing about the floss thing, I mean, once you floss, after not flossing for a while, your gums bleed.
Yes, sure.
And after you floss for a while, they don't bleed.
They
so there's got to be a healthy effect, right?
Yeah. Yes. Yep.
Got to be some reason why it works.
That said, flossing can be tough on those gums, right? When you snap it down there. So they're saying those.
You try not to snap it.
You try not to snap it. You got to rub it back and forth, right?
Right.
But they say that the little tiny brushes are better. Have you seen them? You haven't seen them. They have now little tiny brushes. They're one use, maybe. Yeah. I don't know. I rinse it out and use it again. But that's a little better than flossing. And it's easier, by the way. Zip, zip.
Oh, yeah. The little wire tiny, brush with the bristles on it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Little tiny.
I would not do that.
You got to have enough taste.
Yeah, sometimes it's really tight.
I was going to say, you got enough room for a whole while.
What about the motorized brushes? The circular one.
Best.
Ultrasonic.
Best.
Thank you.
Yes, and best because they will warn you if you're brushing too hard. Mine does that. Every once in a while, it turns red and goes, hey, ease up.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Love that brush.
Well, here's the thing, too. I think Philips puts out the ultrasonic that I think is best.
That's the one I have.
Braun has the single head. It's a circular head.
No, that's the one I have.
And that is the bad one because it really hurts the gums. It makes your gums recede, I think.
Too much. That's what I
have. Doesn't one of them squirt water, too, at the same time?
That's a water pick.
Okay. I thought they had one that combined both.
It does.
I've never heard of
it
that.
It does.
Yeah, they do. They have one that combines both.
Yeah.
Never heard of that.
But that's on a water pick, and that's the way you should irrigate. I mean, you have to irrigate.
Right.
It takes care of flossing. You don't have to floss. Irrigation gets around the entire tooth, under the gum all around your tooth.
Okay.
That's what it's good for.
Okay. All right. Well, they get back to, of course, sugared drinks are the one thing. It not only when you drink it does it coat your teeth in sugar, but that immediately starts to eat at your teeth and presents bacteria that also then hurts you.
Yes.
So you got to rinse after. And I like coffee every morning. I don't use the sweetener. I use real sugar. So darn it, I'm coating, I'm washing my teeth in sugar every morning.
Well,
that's a problem.
Alice Cooper had an entire album based on
teeth? On what?
It was some kind of dental thing.
No, really?
Yeah.
I want to hear that.
Frank
song.
Zappa.
It was a
dental,
great stage. It was
Frank Zappa had the show. Dental floss song.
He did.
Moving to Montana.
Yeah, moving Zappa. To Montana. That's right.
Okay, Santa something floss. You did not know. Good habit, postponing post-meal brushing. Bet you didn't know that. Your enamel softens right when you eat by acids and sugars, so you have to give it 30 minutes to remineralize before you brush.
Hmm.
Also, using toothpicks? Nope.
Not good.
You know, it's,
not
it's, good. So, it's so ridiculous to want to brush your teeth right after you eat. You know, it's nice eating and not, you know, just having that flavor in your mouth. And then you get thirsty because you had a brat or something like that and you want to drink lots of beer.
Yeah,
you don't want to. You don't want to brush right away, so you lose that urge to drink.
Yeah, yeah.
You're in Wisconsin.
Exactly,
folks. We're Wisconsin people. Well, there you go. And so you're going back to the dentist now.
Yeah, I can't wait.
Yeah.
And thanks for all that helpful information.
You're welcome.
It's you
Could you pass it along to Chris?
I will.
Really,
he seems befuddled about everything, but you know, especially when it comes to my dental care. But you know, he's a good guy.
Well,
no, he helped out.
You mentioned all the little problems that he runs into.
Oh, he's
constantly.
He is amazing, really, the rock and roll dentist. So what do you got in health news?
Well, I got some health news here, and we've heard that J.D. Vance, of course, is picking on people with no kids, right?
Right.
And guess what? It just happens to be the MAGA policies that are preventing people from having kids. Well, no kidding. Really? Are you serious? I am serious.
What you talking?
I'm going to talk to myself here.
No.
It indicates that a larger societal factors are at play, such as rising child care costs, increasingly expensive housing, and slipping optimism out of the future. See, I mean, they're always talking down the future. They're going to make America great, but in the meantime,
right.
we're hellbound.
Yeah, we're crashing.
Yep.
You know, this economy sucks, right? So, according to Mary Britton, a sociologist at Harvard, I don't see it as a lack of commitment to family. I think the issues are very much on the societal level and the policy level. No kidding. So as long as they keep squeezing programs, not spending money on child care, allowing people to have universal health care because it costs a lot of money to take care of a child, pre and postnatal. The whole thing is very expensive. We could just take care of all of the expenses and give people a positive feel for society. Maybe they will have kids. Fertility rates have been generally falling in the United States since the end of the baby boom in the mid-60s.
That's why it was called a baby boom.
That decline accelerated after 2008, a trend that has been widely attributed to the Great Recession. Oh, the Great Recession. Let me see now. Mm. That's a free market example of what happened when they gave the mortgage companies free...
Ultimate freedom.
Ultimate freedom.
Yep.
So that crashed. Everybody had to start over. They lost a whole bunch of investment, and the families had to come back. Businesses had to come back. Businesses were wiped out because of the Great Recession, and it was a free market, free fall. And Alan Greenspan, who was the leader of this free market idea, admitted in a hearing that it didn't work. He realized now that the response, the reason why they didn't think it would ever crash and why it would work is that businesses felt so responsible that they wouldn't hurt their own businesses by acting irresponsibly.
No.
And then he realized that didn't happen. They acted irresponsibly and wiped out the entire global economy. So that's another reason why, you know, and then families withdrew and they decided not to have kids right away. The rate needed to be maintained. Get this. This is to maintain population size. 2,100 births per 1,000 women. All right. And that dipped to 1,600 births to 1,000 women. So there you go. 2,100 to 1,000 women to 1,600 to 1,000 women.
And why is that a bad thing? Why is it a bad thing that we reduced population? I understand, because then we don't have enough workers to take care of the elderly population that's larger. I get that, but that's too bad. Fewer people on Earth seems like a better thing.
Well,
just seems like a better thing to stop taxing this Earth that is already dying.
It says here the Pew Center found that a growing number of adults said they were unlikely to ever have children. In 2023, the median age of women who were marrying for the first time was 28, about 6 years older than in the 1980s.
Yeah, it's
a dramatic change. Immigration to the United States helps offset population loss. So let's export millions of immigrants. Okay, let's do that. And get this. Experts fear that shrinking generations could cause schools to close, economic development to stall, and social programs like Social Security to run even larger deficits. And remember, the immigrants pay in their taxes, but they don't get any of the benefits back. So they're supporting Social Security and Medicare. And again, they do not drain the system because they aren't eligible to receive those benefits. But again, we have to have the immigrants. We have to create new jobs. They create jobs, and then we have people to employ. And it's a great system. They want to completely change the system.
Are you entering the race? Are you going to run for president now?
Because yes.
I think you figured it all out. You figured it all out.
Throw your hat in the ring.
But this is a simple one.
This seems so simple to you. It's just math.
It is. It's just math.
Don't you think a lot of younger people, you know, after they get out of school, after they get out of college, and, you know, it used to be in the old day, I hate to go way back, but, you know, you'd find somebody, you'd get married in your young 20s, maybe find a place live, start having kids. But now they're burdened with college debt. They can't buy a house.
Exactly.
They can't, you know, they can't even barely afford to live just the two of them, even if they're both working. And so they put off having kids. Or just that's not even on in the discussion.
Let's ask this kid.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I don't have any data to back this up, but I also feel like a lot of people, if they have kids before they're married these days, they don't feel pressured to, like, become married. It's more socially acceptable to have kids out of wedlock.
We don't want to discourage that. If we want to encourage kids, we don't want to discourage that. It's a new era. And I, you know, I'm divorced and my 14-year-old's going, wow, what paperwork? I don't know if I need that.
Right?
I mean, she's looking at this and she's thinking, I don't want to have kids. She wants to adopt, which I love hearing her say because, of course, she's adopted.
Right.
So.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Well, that's nice. Paying forward.
Paid forward.
But I just think that because of the debt that we're putting on everybody, you know, the high home prices, the tuitions that people have to pay off, and we're trying to take care of those problems. Mm-hmm. We're going to lower the rate in the not-too-distant future, a few weeks, I hope. And then also, you know, if we can cancel college debt in this country and give people a four-year degree free, just like K through 12.
Educate our people.
Yes.
Educate our people.
Not so much free because taxpayers pay for it, but everybody pays, and it's a lot less costly.
Right. Spread it around.
649, 76 degrees, high near 80. Maybe some showers and thunderstorms later on today. Coming up, Idiocracy, and also we'll be checking in with Terry Bell on this edition of the John and Gordy Show for a Monday on WMDX.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Matt Nair on air. keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Olympics are underway in Paris, and did you know the Badger State is well represented? 18 athletes on Team USA call Wisconsin home. There are two from the northwestern part of the state, Kenny Benarek, a runner from Rice Lake, and weightlifter Mary Tyson Lappin from Eau Claire. Two from northeast Wisconsin qualified. Tyrese Halliburton is from Oshkosh and plays basketball, and Madeline Watermaker is a rower from Neenah. 14 are from the south central and southeast area, ranging from Margarita Vincenti, competing in fencing. She's from Hartford. Palin Jacobson from Elkhorn is a wrestler. Marie Laborde qualified for judo and is from Kenosha. Then we have Lauren O'Connor from Belleville, Sophia Vitas from Franklin, and Nick Rusher from West Bend. They're all competing in rowing. The Olympic Games continue through August 11th. Go team! Until next time, I'm Terry Baugh.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Lawball Show.
Time goes slowly, but carries.
Oh, yes. WMDX, the John and Gordy Family Show, along with Catherine Lake in the studio. And Sam is back again,
Sam's
controlling
back.
The board.
Hello, hello.
And everything is working out just fine this morning.
Now.
A little bumpy start earlier, but.
You think? You
know, Eagle Scout.
That happens. That happens.
Oh, man.
It's 6:51, and. Look out for some showers and thunderstorms a little bit later on today, but right now, partly cloudy and mostly cloudy, I'd say. 76 degrees.
Yeah,
well, that's
it
what
feels
I would
it.
Say.
It
yeah,
feels
nothing
but clouds
it,
out there.
So. You think, did you say it was going to rain, maybe?
Yeah, late this afternoon and into this evening, some showers, maybe some strong or severe thunderstorms. So we'll keep an eye on the sky and an ear right here. That's the inside on the outside, whether we like it or not. Bob, back to you.
All right. All right. It's good to hear from you again. All right. Well, why don't we get to this I thought was an interesting breakdown. You know, Trump doesn't like the fact that Biden gets something done along with Kamala Harris. They actually worked out a deal with Putin
Kamala.
To get...
I know, I'm
just
on.
Saying. He's just saying
why
Trump's
do you do
pronunciation.
This?
He's baiting you.
Well, I
don't
take
the bait.
I had to think twice about how to say it the Trump way.
Yeah. Then all the texters get, you know, they think you're, never mind. Okay, go ahead.
Oh, yeah, the one texter here.
Just complains all the time.
I know, maybe we should just say it the wrong way for him.
Yeah.
to him, I think, right?
We're
right.
Assuming.
Anyway, Republican strategist of the Bulwark, Sarah Longwell, ripped into Trump when she was asked to react to Trump's Truth Social posting slamming the Biden administration's Russia hostage exchange deal. This is cut 22, and it's just an amazing thing. Let's check this out here.
We have Trump's post. It's long, but I think one part that kind of gets at the heart of what we really heard from him yesterday, our negotiators are always an embarrassment to us. I got back many hostages and gave the opposing country nothing and never any cash. Just to remind everyone, this was not a financial transaction that occurred yesterday. But what we didn't hear from the former president, at least I didn't, was we're so glad Americans are home.
Yeah. No,
just kind
right.
of step one.
Like, but what does this guy do? He sits there on his phone, grumpy that the hostages are home, mad that he doesn't get to fame like he and Putin have some special deal, so he's going to be able to negotiate this. He's always Trump first, America last, despite his rhetoric. And people should be more offended by things like this than, you know, a lot of the other crazy stuff Trump does, because These are the points where he really shows how he does not love America, right? Donald Trump, this is where Republicans have lost the plot on who they were, but Donald Trump describes it as a dark place, isn't excited when we bring the hostages home. He's not even being cool about the Olympics. And so, I think this is a stark contrast in people who are out there doing their jobs for America and somebody who's sitting on his phone sending out nasty tweets about America.
Yeah, that's right. She's a Republican strategist. She doesn't sound like she's on board at all. Of course, the Bulwark is not on board with Trump at all, and that's Sarah Longwell ripping Trump, of course, for, you know, he can't stand it. He lied about having some kind of deal going with Putin, got caught in the lie. Obviously, Putin didn't know anything about it, or at least didn't care, and released the hostages anyway.
And he congratulated Putin over the weekend at one of his rallies.
Yeah, what was that about?
He congratulated him for, you know, on the hostage deal.
That's right.
Putin.
That's right. I actually have a recording of that a little bit later.
Okay. Okay. A little tease there. Thank you.
All right. It's great stuff, though. But, you know, I on the darker side of this, I did hear a pundit mention that Putin's going to go after the people he released.
What?
What?
He's going to go back
and
after?
Take them out.
Oh, here?
Wherever they are, they're going to be sought after. You know, they're going to put a hit out on all these people.
That's nice.
At least that was one of the pundits' opinions. Dark.
You know, dark.
What he's saying is they got to get different identities and disappear in society.
Go into the witness protection program.
Something like that, yeah. All right, let's get to Kamala.
Okay. Kamala, please.
All right, here we go. Kamala was great. Wishing J.D. Vance a happy birthday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was
and
nice
we don't have
her.
A recording of this, obviously, but, you know, she texted this. At 78 and 40, Donald Trump and his sidekick, the most unpopular VP pick in American history, are running on an agenda to drag our country backwards, reverse the progress we've made, and ensure Americans have fewer freedoms in the next generation than they had in the last. Voters won't stand for it, and it's why they're already rejecting the Trump-Vance Project 2025 agenda to rip away our freedoms, jack up costs in the middle class, and fan the flames of hatred and division. While we wish J.D. a happy 40th, the American people will make certain that he celebrates his 41st birthday anywhere but the White House. There you go.
Wow. Yeah. Nice.
I mean, that's what Kamala said.
That's pretty tough stuff right there.
Yeah,
you know?
It is. Yeah. Good for her.
They are not relaxing. They are not sitting on their laurels on this energy that she has created. They are going after these individuals finally, you know, being aggressive, taking on the opposition. Finally. You know, I've been complaining a long time. Democrats just lay back and always play defense. They let the Republicans call the topic. And then we respond to it. And that's just wrong.
That seems to be changing. Seem to be changing. She's naming her VP probably tomorrow.
Well, right? I hope so real soon. I hope it's Walz. Tim Walz.
Would she announce in Pennsylvania if it were Walz? Would she announce there or would she announce?
Well, there are other people in contention as well. Why would she announce there if there were three people in contention?
They're saying it may be announced today, too.
Oh, really? Too,
today? It's possible.
Oh, gosh.
They believe it's down to Tim Walz, Josh Shapiro, and Mark Kelly.
Right.
So we'll see. It just, you know, it could happen any time.
Speculation. Yeah. Could be anybody. They all have a 33% chance, as far as I'm concerned.
I worry about Shapiro.
You do worry about him? Why?
Oh, I do. He called the Palestinian protesters on campuses the KKK.
Oh, gosh.
The thing is, we're wiping out the Gen Z voters if we take on Shapiro and language like that he's going to have to deal with and answer to.
Oh, boy. Mm-hmm. All right.
6:58 continues to be
Good
cloudy.
Good morning.
Get ready for showers and thunderstorms later today. And coming up, Terry Bell will be giving us the top story of the day. Got a whole lot more coming on the John and Gordy Show for a Monday right here on WMDX.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Maggie Dawn.
Coming up, Maggie has an interview with the author of White Fragility, Robin DiAngelo. Probably the most important show you're going to hear in a while. Stay tuned.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons at 2.
Furlough has
has a lifetime comfort guarantee because you can't risk it when it comes to that all-important, never long enough, cozy dreamland we call sleep. You can't let something like a mystery-made mattress in a box get between you and that much-needed shut-eye. We will adjust the comfort of your mattress for its lifetime, and we call that a lifetime comfort guarantee. And for that, you gotta go to Verlo. American-made, locally crafted, welcome to Verlo.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.